Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cody Horton, and again, I'm broadcasting from Colorado. This is a series called Be a Dog with a Bone, and this is episode four. I learned hypnosis and NLP many years ago, and essentially both techniques are used to impress upon your subconscious mind what you desire. NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, essentially is using your imagination to impress upon your awareness of what you want. And you have to continually do this. I state that you need to do this at least 3 times a day. What a lot of people don't understand is awareness is the key to all of being able to manifest. And the subconscious mind doesn't know what's real or imagined. So you create a scene in your mind as vividly as you can of what you want to achieve. And each day, create this image in your mind, again, 3 times a day, so the subconscious mind understands what you want. Remember, the conscious mind, which is the reasoning mind, so-called logical, can try to interfere, and this is when you must be vigilant. Here's the be a dog with a bone attitude. Using your imagination to push the reasoning mind out. So the correct mental attitude is based upon what you want, and then you play it out to the best of your ability in your mind. And when you use your imagination, it develops and increases your brain chemistry and brain cells, and new qualities are induced, and the neural pathways that you want to change are then changed. That's how we create neural pathways in our mind, is through emotion, which is feeling, and thinking. In reality, what you're doing is making and introducing new traits, and this is, in essence, brain building. Think about this. Joe Dispenza, a well-known chiropractor and neuroscientist, says neurons that fire together wire together. I don't know whether he created that phrase or if he's coined it, but think about this again, neurons that fire together, wire together. How simple is this? The majority of humanity have not really thought about what they think most of the time or understand that thinking and feeling are what creates that chemistry. A lot of people want to numb out. They do drugs, rock and roll, exercise too much, eat food, they don't enhance their awareness, and this is what you need to do. This is why we came on this planet, is to enhance awareness. And so, you know, I've shared with you in the last episodes to really examine your inner conversation. So I want you to know it's the dominant thought that will come into manifestation. And I've said, listen, you can look and decide on what you want, several different things, but it's going to be the dominant thing that will manifest itself. And actually, a lot of times, it'll just be there. Whatever you want, it's just there. You don't have to use your intuition. You don't have to look for it. It's just there. And here's an example. I have a van that needed work, and it was in the shop for 22 days while this dealership kept pushing it aside and kept stating that it's going to cost $3,500 to repair this van, and I didn't want to pay $3,500 to fix the van because I just bought it. It was a 2-year-old van, and so I went to go pick it up, and they said, well, we've done what we call a tear down, and you're going to have to pay us $1,800. I go, no, I'm not, because I knew I didn't authorize any kind of a teardown. So this is a phrase I want you to use a lot of with yourself. The truth always comes to me. The truth always comes to me. So I wrote a letter to the general manager, and he received it 2 days later, obviously, because of the mail. And then he called me, and he said, listen, you can have your van. We're not going to charge you anything. So I did. I picked it up. Because they were trying to cheat me, and I knew it intuitively. But if you have your emotions clouded, or if you're not in touch with your emotions, what happens is the information, the awareness doesn't come through. So I took it to another dealership, and they kept saying, well, you know, your warranty covers everything. And I intuitively knew it didn't. And this is where you have to be a dog with a bone. Sometimes people push so hard, and I get it. Some of you aren't maybe as assertive as I am, but the idea is you've got to stand your ground. You stand it for whatever's right for you. And so when I took it to the other dealership, they go, well, we can have it for several days. And I go, oh, I've already rented cars. I don't want to have to do this because I did that with the other dealership. And this is what I'm thinking in my mind. And I actually think I did state it. Well, here is what happened. One of the salespeople at this other dealership said, look, take my car. You can use it until we get your van fixed. So there it was. I didn't have to go rent a car. And it wasn't necessarily the money, except I really didn't want to spend any money on more rentals. But I didn't want to take the time that you have to go through to rent a car. And he said, when we get your van fixed, then you can bring my SUV back. I said, well, how are you going to get home? He goes, well, I've got a truck here. And so there it was. It presented itself because my dominant thought was I didn't want to rent another car, and I wanted my van fixed. And so this has pushed aside some of the other things that I'm focusing on, and that will finally take care of itself. Then I can go forward and focus on whatever else I want to initiate in my life. And I get it. Sometimes you're going, well, God, this is so yawnsome. It's so boring to have to keep focusing on what you want. But that's what you have to do. You have to enhance your awareness. And this could be for a lot of different things. You know, it could be for maybe wanting to wash your car or work a trigonometry problem or clip your toenails. Awareness is always the key ingredient. Just try clipping your toenails without it. It doesn't work. So you have to be aware of what you want. Your awareness is what brings life into you. And otherwise, that's who we are. We're all this awareness. Awareness is like the train, and the procedure is like the tracks. No awareness, no movement. And this is taken out of a book that Dr. Frank Kinslow wrote, The Secret of Instant Healing. So he's even talking about instant healing, and I've done this with myself as well. I've hurt myself or what have you, maybe scratch myself or bump my arm, that kind of thing. And if I don't give in to it, it actually can heal instantly. But even though I'm saying all of this to you, you have to take it for checking. You've got to do it for yourself. So you can't make others responsible for your life. You have to be responsible for your own life. And there's a lot of people that have ideas for you or they think what's best for you. The only person that knows what's best for you is you. So you could go, well, thank you. Thank you for your input. I appreciate it. But I'll take it. I'll take your suggestion and I'll work with it. And then just walk on. Don't fight them over it. And then just keep thinking about what you want. So that's the whole thing. The other piece of this is, and this is what King Ramses II said, the past is never dead, not even is it past. So sometimes you think, well, I didn't manifest, it's over and done with. And so that's not really true. We, seriously, the past is not finished. It's open-ended, and it can be changed by changing your present belief. It may not come out exactly how you think, but the end result is what we're looking for. And science has proven that all transformations of power are reversible. Energy and matter, action and reaction, cause and effect. Because at the quantum level, they are all the same. You see, we've got all kinds of people, scientists, all types of know-it-alls that say, well, this is the way that life is. We really don't even know. We don't even know how an acorn seed produces a tree, or how a seed produces a blade of grass, or even how we're born, how all of this, there's an intelligence behind all of this. So cause and effect is really the key here. Whatever you decide that you want with the dominant thought, that's the cause, and it will produce an effect. you have to go ahead and write down all these different episodes or events that you've come across so that you understand that there's magic in life. So here's an example. Let's take the following example. If you received a letter in the mail and you didn't like what it said, rewrite it mentally, imagining that this was the letter you received, and continue doing this until you've revised the past event. You do create your own reality, and you are the one with whatever you think about most. The truth is that you can exert your ideals over anything physical as long as it is in keeping with integrity and the laws of nature. By now, you know that your reality is created by your thoughts and feelings. And the thought that you entertain in the present moment is the only one that counts. All physical or space-time events take place in the present moment. This is how you can alter a theme already in existence when it pertains to you. Any other thought that isn't in existence is only the memory of the past or an imagined event of the future. Remember, in the last episode, if you were able to tune in to that one, what you think about somebody is who they'll become. What you think about an event is what will happen. So most people obsess over the past, or they fail your forecast. And the present moment is the only moment that we have, and this is why you want to focus exactly on what you want. And the ego being so negative, you know, you got to fight it sometimes. Here it is again, be a dog with a bone. But this shows us that time is not really linear or successive, which makes change possible. You are not held to what you think of as a definite outcome from a past action. So here's the thing. You may not get exactly what you want in one particular moment, but if you continue to focus on it, all of a sudden what you want will come to you. For example, I wanted to open a men's clothing store, and this was based upon custom suits and shirts where you didn't have to carry inventory in the beginning. And everything just fell into place for that. But it took 21 days to be able to accomplish that event. And from there, we just soared. So everything exists first in consciousness, and there's nothing other than this happening. This is the outpicturing of your thoughts. So if you don't like what you're getting, go back, and you're free to go back and forth in time. Time doesn't really exist. Time is just a succession of events. So magic talks to us. Just remember this. Keep focused on what you want and don't listen to anybody else. And then a lot of times what you want, it's just there. For example, I've been in a town, Colorado happens to be huge, and I was in a different metro district, and I got a check from someone that I'd worked with. And instead of waiting to deposit it the next day, I thought, you know, I'd like to be able to just get this deposited so I can go on with the rest of my day and the rest of my evening. So I'm driving along, and here's your awareness. I look up, and there's my bank. And this was before you could do mobile banking. But anyway, so I went ahead and deposited the check. So what happens is be aware. Be aware of what goes on. But if you go ahead and camouflage and suppress your emotion because you don't like how you feel, this will be something that doesn't help you with enhancing your awareness. It makes you numb. So if you have feelings where you've been raised or you've been around people that are more assertive than you are, start enhancing your awareness by thinking about what you want and what's right for you. And you can have people that give you suggestions. Families are just like that. They go, well, this is better, best for you. Take it for checking. Is it right for you? Become aware and stop numbing your feelings. If you feel angry or if you feel sad, happy, anxious, feel those feelings. They're not going to hurt you, but let them go. And there's a lot of different techniques on how you can let them go. And one of them is just to feel the feeling. Go, how do I feel about this? And so when you don't numb your feelings, then it also brings awareness to you about how you feel about what you want, or you'll be in the right place at the right time. That's how it works. So we're really not limited. And when we begin to expand our awareness, it opens new doors of opportunity. And that's what this band called The Doors were. They opened their perception of awareness. And a lot of you coming up probably don't know who The Doors were, but there was a lot of philosophers, past philosophers, and why don't you look up, which I think is really cool, different quotes from these different philosophers. And when the doors of perception are cleansed, meaning letting go of these different feelings that you have that don't augment you, that don't help you, then your perception is more keen. And you're going to find people that think they know more than you do, so on and so forth, but that has nothing to do with it. It's not education. Nope. It's not particularly knowledge. It's like, what do you want? And we have a society that's based upon the fact that people that have gone to school, they're more educated, they're more knowledgeable. Well, we can take a lot of people like Branson. He owns a billionaire, and he never even graduated from high school. There's a lot of other people that chose different paths. It wasn't for them, and you can do that too. And the other piece of this is it's not always easy. It's whatever the dominant thought is that you have. So if you don't like what your reality is, change that dominant thought. But it wasn't here just to be, I think, completely easy. We need to work for what we want. But go ahead and be keen, be aware of what goes on in your life. So when you focus your attention on an event or in the past or the present, you can indeed make the revisions you want. Until we focus our attention, certain events remain unchanged or continue just to be probabilities. So it's also very important not to obsess about a past event. Change it and any negative circumstances by introducing new energy and information. And I want you to integrate this idea completely so that you know without a doubt that you create your own reality. Well, I'm going to sign off here shortly. I want these episodes to be, you know, fast so you can get on with your day. But by inserting into the present new ideas about your past, you can and will change things physically and psychologically. The past is not concrete, even though it seems that way to you. It is just a conversion of energy and information. And there are people that go, well, the past, even in society, always repeats itself. It doesn't have to be something that repeats itself for you. You can transcend it. So remember, your ideas and thoughts are just as alive as you are. The point of power is in the present moment. And when you focus your attention on the present, you alter the previous energy and information. And what you wanted changed now becomes an entirely new event. And when you're focused in the moment, your point of power, a magical transformation takes place. So you might want to pick up my book, Consciously Creating Wealth. It's in a electronic format in Kindle on Amazon, or you can go to my website, which is CodyHorton.com, and check out some of the things there. Plus, I've got a great blog called Merlin's Wisdom, and it will also really entice your imagination, the subconscious mind, because it's written in storybook form, and we like stories. And you don't need to repeat what society keeps just hammering out. Be a dog with a bone and focus on what's best for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. I love you. Carpe diem.